The most powerful evidence that a shot was fired from the grassy knoll to the front and right of the president is the Zapruder film itself. Watch here as the limousine emerges from behind the highway sign. JFK has been hit. He clutches his throat in agony. About 5 seconds go by. At frame 313, the president's head explodes. My great-grandfather is buried on Lookout Mountain, his grave overlooking the Great Plains and the Rockies, far from the Cedar Mountain, Wyoming resting place that he had requested before he died. This grave, chosen for him by family when he no longer had a say in it, is near Denver, Colorado, where I lived for a year, where I worked, where my son was born, and where my wife was murdered. Every police precinct in the world gets its share of crank calls and letters every day of the week. The calls and letters range from the sincere, to the idiotic, to the sublime. There are people who have information about suspected communists, kidnappers, murderers, abortionists, forgers, and high-class whorehouses. There are people who complain about television comedians, mice, landlords, loud phonographs, and strange ticking sounds in the walls. $1.87. That was all. And 60 cents of it was in pennies. Pennies saved one and two at a time by Della, hard bargaining the grocer and the vegetable man until her cheeks burned with the shame of it. Three times Della counted the money. $1.87. And the next day would be Christmas.